Welcome back to the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Mark Becker. We are talking with Festival Food CEO Mark Scogan. So we were talking all the stuff that you did, and we kind of started getting into giving back. And one day, so I when I was growing up in the local political field, I got to know one Jeffrey Royal very, very well. And I became pretty good friends with him. And when he was trying to get the new stadium and do some of that stuff, I worked with him and got to become friends with him. And sadly, he's no longer with us, but he was a pioneer in local baseball. And you now are the proud owner of the former Green Bay Bullfrogs, now Green Bay Rockers. You get a sweet stadium.
Yeah.
How? What was that all about?
Yeah, that's another weird one.
Yeah.
We were sponsoring teams in that league.
Which is a great league.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
One of the owners, the guys who own Madison right now, owned Kenosha, and I forget the other. They owned here in Green Bay and two more, I think. And they just called me out of the blue because we knew them from the sponsorship that they wanted to sell, and they had a buyer, but there was going to be a few people, and some of them weren't from Wisconsin, and they thought, you know, we need somebody from Wisconsin. That would be better. And so they just called me out of the blue. And I thought, wow, that's cool. I love baseball. And that I hadn't ever thought of it before. And so it just went from there, and very happy to have made that decision.
Do you go to a lot of the games?
Yeah, every time I'm in town, I will be there. Yes.
Oh, really?
Last night it got rained out, which probably shouldn't have. We have turf. And
oh, yeah.
They read the weather report wrong after the big storm came through. But, oh, well. Yeah, I go all the time.
Yeah, the Midwest League, and I know, you know, the radio show stretches across the state. So there's the Mallards and the Kenosha
Kingfish.
Yeah. And it is you know, here in Green Bay, it's the Green Bay Rockers. And we're going to talk about why that is in a little bit. But it's such a fun league to go to. It's inexpensive. It's something that all families can really enjoy. You're right there with the players. It's a cool experience.
Yeah. It's college age players who in the summer want to continue to train, and they use wood bats, which is something they don't do in college. So it gets them used to that for hopefully getting drafted at some point. So the league will release basically weekly a player who is called up to the major leagues for the first time. And so you're looking at guys out there that somebody's going to make it. And,
yeah.
That's pretty fun.
And so in the theme of giving back, you're famously a fan of rock music and Green Bay Rockers, right?
Right.
And you kind of thought, hey, well, we need a venue to have some sweet shows. And talk about what you did with the Epic Event Center.
Yeah, so we were sponsoring shows at the Green Bay Distillery for maybe it was 5 years. And, you know, it could hold 900 people, which is okay, but would like to be larger. And also the problem there was that they rent their space out for weddings a lot, or events, and that ends up on weekends. So those are prime dates to be able to put a concert in there. And so somebody might be touring, and they say this date, and nope, sorry, can't do it. There's a wedding. So we started to look for places we could do it on our own. I have a group of about five guys that likes to go to shows together, and we'd travel and we'd see different places, and we could see what was good and what wasn't good in those venues, whether it's for the band or the fans. And so we had the whole thing, a checklist of what we wanted to do. And in Green Bay, we looked at quite a few places, said this could work. And for whatever reason, it just never did. We sort of gave up on the idea and said, this just isn't working. I have a buddy then who owned the old Gordman's building.
Oh.
And Gordman's went bankrupt. He had an empty building. He said, what about this? And I said, whoa, this is great. Kind of empty box, you know, that we can start from scratch.
Yeah.
And so we went at it. And, you know, larger cities have these venues that have 2,000 people capacity. And there's bands that, you know, tour regularly that play in those all the time. And this city just didn't have that, you know.
Right.
And so it was a fun thing to put together and get bands here. Quite often I'll look at the guys and be like, if not for us putting this together, that band would never be in Green Bay. And look at all these people having a blast. I mean, that gives me goosebumps. I love that.
Yeah. It, you know, I was, when I was in high school and a couple of years after, I was in a band, and that it, you know, Milwaukee has like the Miramar Theater, you know, it's a smaller thing that you can get some decent people, but we didn't have that. And I think one of the things that is interesting about, or, you know, definitely a feature of the Epic is what you guys do for the artists to make them want to come.
Yeah. We hear that quite a bit, that they love being there and that they want to come back, and it's the best stop that they have on their tour. And from green rooms that are nice and very close to the stage, to the load-in. The loading dock is so close to the back of the stage. We've got a workout room area for them. We've got a basketball court actually in there.
Oh, really?
That they can use.
Oh, sweet.
In the skate park next door to us isn't ours, but a lot of those guys like to skate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the perfect spot for them to stop off.
You have a show that's coming up, and I think it's like, because the band I was in, we did like punk music, you know, like Blink 182. Mm-hmm. You have some of the, I don't know if it's like Simple Plan or and some of those other ones.
Yeah, I forget. I get asked often, like, what's coming or what have you had, you know? And
yeah, it's like that's cool. But like, so, and I've never been to the Epic Event Center. I think that's going to be my first one. I got to check that out because I've heard so much about it, and everyone that goes to those shows raves about it. And I've seen the pictures, and it looks remarkable.
Yeah, let me know when you want to go. I'll give you a little tour and get
I would love
good,
that.
Good. We have a little elevated area side stage that we can watch from, or you can leave there and go out front too. But it's great.
I'll take you up on that.
Let me know.
And like all of these things, from the fireworks to, you know, your work with United Way to the marathon. What? How did that come up, by the way?
The company that actually runs those and other running events or athletic events in the state was running it for Cellcom.
Yep.
Cellcom's a title sponsor, and they're very involved, and we are as well, but people who really know how to put that stuff together. And so they knew that we always sponsored stuff. We have our turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way,
they said, hey, you guys want to step in here for this because they're stepping away. And it was just good timing again. And, you know, for that running community to not have a marathon in Green Bay, it just doesn't make sense, really.
Right. What point in your career, you know, you're looking at all these acquisitions and everything, at what point are you kind of like, okay, now I'm focused on that, but it does seem like you're really focused on giving back and community enrichments. And I mean, I know the stuff that you do here. I imagine that you do all those things at different communities too. Why do you do that?
We just think it's the right thing to do. I mean, we're supported by our community and those that shop our stores. So giving back in the communities, making a community a better place to live, to have fun, to, you know, grow up in. It feels good. I used to say this to our team all the time. I don't think anybody goes home after working in a grocery store for the day and saying, wow, that was awesome. I stocked, I scanned. I feel really fulfilled, you know, but when you can say I stand for something, I know this place that I do this work in because we're taking care of our guests, they're supporting us, we can give back and make our community better. That feels good.
Yeah. I think too, we touched on it a little bit, but, during the time when COVID hit, like, I mean, I would imagine that during that time, a lot of your associates could feel that way because they're on the front lines of keeping the communities going. And, you know, there's the police, there's the fire, but then they take care of all of the other needs, from feeding your kids to giving you, of that.
That really did highlight, you know, their value. You know, you kind of take it for granted that in this country, we have safe grocery stores with a lot of variety and, but when it's in jeopardy and people are not safe, you know, we're there for them yet. And I think they did feel like heroes in that regard.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make me quite proud of my team.
Yeah, I really think they did, and they shined, and they gave it their all. And it was an interesting time, but when you have your back against the wall, they stepped up.
And let's never do that again.
Yeah. one and done.
Yeah, right. Good God. It's interesting. I'm going to talk with Raul Mendoza Ayala, who is a pulmonologist who was one of the big doctors here locally that was kind of trying to guide the community through it. Holy crap. We were just rehashing some of that. That really sucked.
Mm-hmm. You get removed from it, and you do forget how brutal it was.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, it was crazy. What what's next for Festival? What is, if you had a 10-year plan?
Yeah. Well, you know, we want to keep growing, and whether that's in current stores or additional stores that we can add to the group, we'll do that. But I think, you know, the path forward is changing faster than ever. Technology is wild with the things that we need to keep up on and the costs of those. And it often feels like it takes a couple years to get something put in place. And by the time that 2 years is up, it's the next thing, or that company you went with isn't the best anymore. And, you know, it's a gamble when you put money out there for some of those things, and then you realize that 2 years later, whoops, now we have to do it again or a different way.
Right. Yeah. We're talking with Mark Scogan, CEO of Festival Foods. That's a tough thing, you know, cause in my business too, we have relationships, and, to have to change something when you've built those relationships, that's not it's not easy.
It's very difficult. You know, look at how we have to market now. It used to be pretty darn simple when it was the newspaper.
Yeah,
just
right.
Put an ad in the paper.
Right.
And Wisconsin and Green Bay in particular stuck to the newspaper longer than the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And that goes away. And now how do you talk to people? How do you give them offers that are specific to them? When you put it in the newspaper, it was like, well, I don't drink soda. Well, you get to look at this ad anyway.
Right.
And now, you know, you have to be more targeted and send things that you know they're purchasing so that it's relevant.
So, and that's all, do you do that in-house? Do you have a company that?
We aren't where we need to be there yet, okay. But we're getting there. And again, that's that big process of vetting out companies that others use and figuring out what's going to be best for us.
But it's, you know, and I think that there's a value in business to what you're doing in the community too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We get, you know, a lot of recognition in a positive way about stepping up in the community. And, you know, we don't do it for the recognition. That's a silly reason, but it's nice when it is recognized and people can see that we're trying.
Yeah. Well, when the void happens, it's Festival has been there like numerous times. In you know, beloved events that communities do need, from the fireworks to the like, that's cool, man. Like, seriously, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're proud.
Yeah, you should be. That's something that definitely you know, is a value to tens of thousands of people. So what's life for you like in the next couple of years?
Well, just you know, living it to its fullest. We know life is fragile. And,
golfing?
Yeah, trying to play a little bit of golf and go to my concerts and enjoy marriage. And
We
have a dog that consumes plenty
that's
of our
right.
time.
Yes.
Yeah, she's... I'm alone with her for a few days now, so that's... You know, you forget how tied down you are. You can't just leave for the day. You need to get home and let them out and feed them and... but yeah, she gives us a lot of joy.
That's awesome. Mark Scogan on the Rational Revolution. Y'all support, go to Festival. That's awesome. I can't thank you enough for your time, and keep doing what you're doing. It means a lot to a lot of people. So
thank you.
Stick around on the Rational Revolution. You got my thoughts coming up next.